Welcome to Bridal Style Blog Podcast. We are so happy you're here tonight. Dana and Clarissa. Clarissa, speak up anytime. We're on tonight and we're talking about bridal beauty. And it is really important. As you know, it's a big deal to me and it's a big deal to any bride, especially because a lot of times brides think at the last minute, hey, let me go and get my eyebrows waxed, get a facial and a massage. There's a little bit more to bridal beauty. I mean, we've all seen it when you carry that picture, when you pick your dress and we say, yay, I found the dress. So-and-so said yes to the dress. You want that picture worthy, don't you? I know I want to see it picture worthy. So what I think about is, wow, what if these brides had something that was convenient, stylish, but great pigment, and beautiful that they can apply easy. If you're like me, very hard. My skin regimen is simple, but I used to struggle with acne for many years, so I'm very happy I found my great brand. And secondly, makeup is very hard. I go into stores, all of them, every price point. We're talking drug stores, department stores, your makeup stores like Sephora, Ulta, whatever. And it's so hard to find something to fit my busy, real person lifestyle. I love all the makeup blogs. Shout out to my MUAs out there. I love them all. They show me different contours and all that. But realistically, it's not really what a person like me needs, who goes to work, goes to the gym, has dinner, goes shopping, loves brunch. For some of us, we need something that's on the go, that's appropriate, that's easy app, because we're fast, you know, and busy women. Claire, I know you're there. Speak up anytime.
Oh, I'm here. Good evening, everybody. I'm just listening to all the stories about the makeup. This is really heavy with bridals because it's part of their overall look. So I am really happy and excited about tonight's show.
Yes, we've gotten in a very dirty habit, and I will say that a lot of the brides I see here, we've gotten into a little dirty habit of going for our makeup trial on the day of our rehearsal dinner or on the day of our bridal shower. I'm not going to boo you because I don't boo brides, but it's a little dirty habit that's happening, and it's not a good habit. Soon as you put that cat meaning the ring, on your finger and you say, I will, your road to I do needs to be beautiful. I'm not saying beat your face, but it'll be a nice kiss. And when I think of a nice, beautiful kiss, I think Catherine Cosmetics. I've been wearing it. And Claire, you know me. I mean, Claire comes to New York and beats me in the head for the way I handle my makeup regimen. I have been beautiful since Annie gave me this stuff, and I've been testing it out, and I've shared it with my friends, and I call my friends A-plus friends now. We've been loving it. It's a great product. It's good pigment, because I know a lot of people are like, pigment. Guess what? It's a great pigment. I suffer from chapped lips. I use Tara. Tara and the lip gloss is great for that. And Annie's going to come on tonight and show you guys about everyday bridal beauty, because I think it's more important to get into a regimen. And I'm just going to go through the regimens because I know today most of the questions were about skin. You should be, you know, whatever you didn't do before, as soon as you get the ring, and Bride L, I'm talking to you, as soon as you get the ring, make sure you find your regimen quickly as possible. Find the product that doesn't make you break out. And I do have a product in mind. And I think I emailed you that back today. So shout out to Bride L. I'm pulling for you. We want to see your wedding plan. Make sure you hash all of your pictures, bridal style blog. And timing is very important, guys. Don't go on timing. I see Twitter blowing up. Claire, that's you. I don't go with
wrong
timing and say, okay, I'm going to get my eyebrows waxed the day before, or I'm going to buy makeup the week before. You should already, you know, and I'm going to press upon this tonight a lot, and it's going to sound like I'm selling something, but I'm really presenting something to you guys because it's very important for you to look good from the minute you put the ring on your finger to when you walk down the aisle. And I don't mean to put pressure on you, but people take pictures of you. They start using your wedding hashtags before you even put it on your invites. And you feel more comfortable. You feel more confident. It's like working out in the gym, which is also something you should do for bridal beauty. Work out in the gym, drink your water, and put a light makeup application on. Get something that's easy, that's good to go, that you can just do at any time. Even at work, I think you should be gorgeous because you are a bride. Everyone's looking at you. They're happy for you. They're not hating you. They're happy for you, and you know who I'm talking to, bride. They're happy for you. So make sure you do a little light lip, light, but guess what? I'm not the one to tell you this. Annie, are you there?
I'm here, and I'm smiling.
Hey.
I love it.
It's so true.
It's so true. There's nothing better than being a bride. And from the day you say, yes, I will, that whole time frame, there's nothing better. And everyone is going to take your picture all the time. So it's exciting.
Exactly. And, you know, I know, you know, what I did, well, I'm going to let you talk to the brides first before I say my experiences with it, which were all great, by the way. The thing that I find is that a lot of times brides want to keep it light.
You know, so
let me,
yeah, I can just keep go on because I think we all want to look natural and beautiful, and we don't want to look different. We want to look like the same person that he proposed to, only just the best version of you. And so, yes, it takes makeup to look natural. That's the key that we all have to know. And when you talk about, you've been talking about a skincare regimen, you really need a makeup regimen also that's really fast and easy and feels good and is light. So what I did as a company is, and a brand of Catherine Cosmetics is to say, here are the five items that make you look natural and beautiful and but your best self. So it's super, super simple. A little concealer goes a long way. You don't need a full face of foundation. You just need a little concealer under the eyes, around the nose, on your chin, cover up a little spots you want to cover if you're tired or have a little breakout. You just quickly with a concealer and then throw a gloss on your lips or a lipstick, an A-plus Friends lipstick. And if you're always in a hurry, which we all are because we're texting, we're going, we're meeting friends, put your lips on first because nothing looks better without your lips on. So throw on some lip gloss, take our cream blush, throw it on the highlights of your cheeks, and if you want a little bit more glow, put it all over. Put it around your eyes. Use it to just refresh and wake up. And then there's life is just better with eyeliner. So you just throw on a little eyeliner. And I always like to say the amount of eyeliner you put on should match your shoes. Now, don't think I'm crazy.
Wait,
but
what?
People are
How does that work?
I know. Let's just see if everybody's really listening out there. It's so funny because everyone says, how much eyeliner do I put on? And I want a smoky eye. But if you're wearing flat shoes or your tennis shoes to the gym or you're running around, you just need a tiny bit of eyeliner in the corner of your eyes. It just makes them pop a little bit, makes you look rested and refreshed. But then you don't look like the crazy girl with a lot of makeup on, you know, in your Nike.
Exactly.
So just put it pop in the corner. So if you have flat shoes on, just a little bit. If you've got your great wedges on, you're running to brunch, you're with your girlfriends, you know, do your eyeliner halfway over the top and the bottom. And then it just opens up your eye. Our particular eyeliner, we're the first ones to have a brush on the end of it. So you put a little eyeliner on.
I love that, by
the
way. It saved my life because I'm so bad at eyeliner. It is, yeah, fair, right? It is like...
Yes, I know.
Hey, magic.
You don't have to dig. You don't have to dig. dig through the bottom of your purse to say, where's my brush? And, you know, or people will say, put it halfway across, and then it just looks funny if you just, like, stop, you know, halfway across. You're like, oh, it's not finished.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes.
So if you, if you flip the eyeliner around, use the brush, and just blend that line, that stop and start line, just blend it top and bottom so you can't really tell where the line starts and where it stops. You all of a sudden have a great look that opens up your eye. And then you're at brunch, and then everyone's like, oh, let's go out tonight. This is so exciting. Let's celebrate. And then all of a sudden you have on your Louboutins and your dress, and you're ready to go out. That's when you have the high heels on. You take the eyeliner and go all the way around your eyes. That's
nice.
When you can really have fun with it and put a lot of it on. And then you can take that. Yeah, it makes it really easy. And then it's like, oh, good to go. Then you can have some more champagne and a great time. And the eyeliner that we have is waterproof. So I always recommend, you know, people are always worried about waterproof mascara. But really, if you're having those sentimental moments or some girl time stress, you know, you want to make sure you have a waterproof eyeliner. Because that's what's going to really make the mess. So get your waterproof eyeliner, and then our mascara is water resistant, so it's healthy for your lashes. And then do your mascara top and bottom. And ours, since it's so moisturizing, you can actually reapply more of it at night to get a longer, thicker look at night. So basically, the whole routine for us at Catherine Cosmetics and Girls on the Go and Brides Getting Ready is have these five items with you. We made them all multitasking, travel friendly, so you can always have them with you. So in a moment's notice, when someone's like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you, I need to take your picture and let me see your ring, you know, you can just go, oh my gosh, let me throw on a little eyeliner and lip gloss, and then there you go.
I've been carrying Catherine Cosmetics for, a couple of weeks now, and the bag isn't intrusive. I feel comfortable saying, I'll meet you.
Yes.
Which is great. It's a big freedom with women, I think. Usually it's, oh, I need an hour, but I feel comfortable saying, okay, I'll meet you.
Yeah, you can meet everyone.
I'll be there.
And then how about everyone wants to take pictures all the time, and it's much fun, and it's like, and then you feel great, and then you look at the picture and go, wow, that's not the greatest I've looked, and you should do makeup and look your best for yourself, and then really, when you feel really good, then it comes out in your smile, and it comes out in your eyes, and then those are the most amazing photographs, when, like, you feel really good about yourself, and then you smile, and then you look at the photo, and that's when the magic happens.
And you know what I noticed is that, I don't know if I was supposed to do this, Annie, forgive me. I built on the product, like, because, you know,
what?
You put it on early. I built on top of it. So, like,
yes.
I'm going, oh, well, maybe put on a little bit more eyeliner. Oh, well, I'd start out, you know, I love Tara. I'd start out with Tara with some lip gloss on top, and then I put another color on, and I built upon it, and I didn't feel cakey. I didn't feel heavy or dirty, which is very important to people who aren't used to wearing makeup.
It was a clean wear. And
it
feels really, it's really good for you. It doesn't just look good. It goes on beautifully, and it is buildable. Before I even called in tonight, I'm going to a dinner after this, and I was like, oh, I need to go from Courtney to Denny. You know, a little bit more color, throw on a little bit more eyeliner, and then I'm ready to head out. So it's really about real life. I mean, makeup shouldn't, you know, my philosophy about makeup is that you should be busy living. Like, it's more important to say, yes, I can meet you for coffee. Yes, I can meet you for a drink after work. Yes, versus, oh, my gosh, I have to get ready. And a lot of times.
Exactly.
You know,
I'm so the girl who has to get ready. Yeah, it's freedom.
That's me too.
I mean, people will ask you, you know, people ask me, you know, what's my makeup routine? Because I'm the makeup lady. And I was like, my makeup routine is get out of the shower, like check my text messages, you know, check my Instagram, throw on some lipstick, check this, throw on some eyeliner, and then go and live.
Yeah, I love it. And you know what's unique?
You said
something that I've never heard any person say. Lips first. And it took me a while. Like, I found myself going against that. I had to keep saying, no, lips first. No, lips first. And it's very hard to retrain your brain, but it is. I think it got me out the house quicker.
It definitely, you know, it's funny. There aren't any right or wrongs with makeup, but if your goal is to be on the go and you're in a hurry, it's always much faster. Yeah, and beautiful. It's always
much faster. Don't leave that out. Got to be pretty.
Yeah. And then you feel good because you don't want to run out of the house, you know, and just, you know, I'll talk to people and they're like, oh, I didn't have time to put makeup on this morning. And it's like, wow, well, if you just use these five things we have and grab them with you, it's like grab and go. Everyone has time, you know. So it just,
and,
it just
you know
makes
what? I think lips first almost wakes up the face. I don't know. Am I wrong, Claire? Like, the lips first was waking up my face. Like, oh, okay. And then I kind of want to put on a song and my heels and then do my eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh, I'm ready.
And then it brings everything to life.
Yeah.
On your face.
Everything comes to life. Otherwise, you can sit and do your eyes forever. Like, oh, this doesn't match. Oh, I need more of this. Oh, I need, you know, you can really just sit and tinker with your eyes forever, and they're never going to look perfect unless you have your lips on.
Now, let me ask you, what made you come up with the philosophy of lips first? Like, what's the inspiration behind that?
Because I lived it. You know, I launched the whole global makeup artistry program at Estee Lauder, and I've been in the industry for 25 years now, and I've had every makeup artist do my makeup. I've done everyone's makeup, and it takes so long. And I realized myself as I was sitting in front of the mirror, like trying to do all these new things and doing my eyes, that I just didn't have time for it. So I would give up. I would say, okay, I've got my eyes. I don't have any more time to tinker with them. I'm just going to throw my lips on and go. And as soon as I threw my lips on, I was like, wow, why was I so worried about my eyes? They look great. You know, and I realized that everything else looks better when you have lips on. So then I realized, you know, if I start there, it's going to be much faster to do everything else. And everyone's like, wow, you're so fast. You're ready to go. And then you can do all those other things you need to do, you know, like check your text messages and, you know, all your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Well, we know you have to go to a dinner. And, of course, we are so happy and excited that you joined us at the beginning of Bridal Fashion Week. Thank you so much, Annie, for lending your knowledge to the brides of 2015, ladies. Listen to this epi again and again and again and again. I know I will.
Well,
I'm going to be
so
posting
much.
A lot of things from Catherine Cosmetics, and we're going to be showing you some lip first things. And it's really, I am makeup challenged, so I believe in this.
Not anymore.
Oh my God, I've been out. I'm so exhausted. Yeah, I do three events at one day.
That's so good.
I'm like,
yeah. We all are Catherine girls, so we're really excited to have shared the whole Catherine philosophy with everyone. So thank you for having
us.
Thank you. Enjoy your product.
Is there anything you really want brides to know? You know what I think was really interesting is the lipsticks. I just adore how you came up with the concept of A+ friends. I know brides are like, wait, back to me, but I love the product. I love the concept of it. I love who it is, and I think it really works for bridesmaids. I think a plethora, like, you know, you have this product with a lot of the lipsticks, and I think that's the perfect bridesmaid gift. Maybe you can talk to our brides and tell them about your A+ friends lipsticks and tell them how you came about it so they would be more inclined to.
Oh, my gosh. It's so cute. Well, first off, picking my A+ friends was like picking bridesmaids. So, you know, I had two, and then I didn't want to leave one out. And so I ended up with 11 of my dearest best friends who are all ages, and they're all over the country. And I said to myself, if I have my own makeup company and one of my girlfriends wants a certain shade of lipstick, I should probably make it for her. And then I was like, well, I need to make one for my mom. I need to make one for my friend's sister. And so, you know, 11 shades later and all the different people, we made custom formulas, custom shades just for them, and we named them after them. So Tara is one of my best friends. We made one for her and one for Courtney and Joan. And so they're beautiful, beautiful shades that were designed by real people. So like Tam Tam is a beautiful blonde with fair skin, and it's just the most gorgeous color. And Patricia has a lot of purple in it, and she has dark hair. It makes your teeth look really white. So the shades are all across the board, from a really beautiful nude to a deeper nude to a darker red. I actually made Miss Beth, lives in Virginia, and we gave one of the lipsticks to all of her girls who attended the wedding, and she wore that color on her wedding day, which was just 6 months ago. So, I mean, it's a really, you know, friends are really important to all of us in life, and that's one of the most important things, and so is lipstick. So there you go. the other thing we do is we give back to each charity of each friend for each different shade. So if you go on our website, you can see the shade and the charity that each friend supports naturally. So we save the dogs, we save the art world, we save help to find cystic fibrosis cure. And so we give back to the community with all the lipsticks also. So it's a really, really exciting and nice way to do everything. And the formulas are just amazing. They feel so good. So it's kind of fun for your bridesmaids if you were to, like, you know, you're my A-plus friends, you're my bridesmaids, and let them pick the shades. You know, because I'm a firm believer that people should really choose what they like and what looks good on them. So to have, you know, four bridesmaids and tell them they all need to wear the same shade of lipstick is not what I would recommend. I would say, you're my A-plus friends. Let's pick a shade that you love, that photographs well, and let's try that. And then give that to them as gifts. I think would be really, really sweet.
I love it. I really love it. I think it's a perfect will you be my bridesmaid gift or thank you gift that
yes.
they can take. And it's something they're going to use again and again. Annie, thank you so much
I
for
know.
Living your time
so
the Bridal Style Blog.
Oh
no, I'm
gosh,
so thankful.
You.
I'm so happy.
I am
it's
too.
It's so good.
So
you know,
here.
I'm going to just because I can't hang up without, you know, giving one suggestion is, you know, everyone tries on dresses and everyone is great with the dress and then they say yes. But the best thing to do is obviously photograph your dress if they let you. But to see how things photograph is really important. So if
yes.
you want a natural makeup look on your wedding day, do your makeup and, you know, do your practice round early and do your self-tanning early or whatever you're doing to make sure you know exactly how it's going to be and photograph it. Because a lot
yes.
of times we think
thank
a natural
you.
Look is great, and then you really have to wear more color for it to come out natural in a photograph. So, and do things that are, you know, if you don't wear winged eyeliner, don't wear it on your wedding day. You know, you want to be the
best
version
of yourself. You know how many times
that
happens? Yes. Bridesmaids
I
want wings. Brides want wings. I hear that a lot with
if,
makeup artists.
And if you,
I overhear
you know,
it.
Yeah.
yeah.
If you want that, you know, start to wear it, you know, as soon as you get engaged. Go, you know, date night. Wear that look and see if you like it and see if you like, you know. So I would just encourage you to really feel yourself because it's always really sad when, you know, someone gets their makeup done and they just don't feel like themselves. It's not them. And, you know, even if you're great with your own makeup, you know, don't do it yourself that day because there's too much going on. You're too nervous. But
oh,
really,
yeah.
really do
yeah.
it way ahead of time and really practice.
I actually like brides
and
to
photograph.
Do it one-on-one. I like brides to do it one-on-one and then go about their normal business day.
Yes. Yeah.
Do it one-on-one
I mean,
one
think,
morning. Don't make it a big deal. And then walk through your normal life with it. See
right.
how you feel.
And
then
the
come back.
First thing to do is photograph it because you might look in the mirror
yeah.
and it looks, and then you photograph and you're like, whoa, who is that? You know?
Exactly.
That's right.
Really,
yeah.
You know, it's a really
yeah.
big deal. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's
so true.
So and it's so much fun. So, you know.
It is.
And the
and
other
the,
thing
as
I
far
recommend.
As eyes, too. Smoky eyes, I think you need to test run that. I've had so many
mm-hmm.
ladies say they want smoky eyes and then they see it and they're like, no, I don't want
this. Oh, I know. And then if you've never worn a smoky eye before and you do it, your fiance, husband is going to be like, who are you? Did you get, you know, like.
That happens a lot to make up trials. Yes, I get a lot of, I went home and he didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
I mean, it's not that it's all about them, but if they're used to it, you know, and if it's photographed well and all that. So it's definitely something to really have fun with and really, really practice and put some, you know, energy and time into it and have fun with it. So I think it's really, really fun.
And if you had one tip for bridal beauty, what would it be? If you had one ultimate grand tip,
for bridal beauty, I don't know if you'll think it's that exciting, but the best thing you can do for beauty, whether it's your skin, your makeup, your whole body, is get enough sleep. And we're so used to people saying drink water, and yes, there's water, and yes, there's this, but really you need to get enough sleep because that's where your skin notices it the most. So if you get enough sleep, you make sure your teeth are white, you know, you do all your prep, you're going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's so exactly. I love
that too. This from when you put the ring. Yeah, I'm used to water, and I'm used to exercise.
Yeah.
Not sleep.
Yeah,
I like
but,
sleep.
You know,
sleep is good.
Sleep is interesting. You know, people, and I tested it on myself, that is for sure. You know, because I can keep going 1,000 miles an hour because we all have so much energy and adrenaline. And then all of a sudden you catch up on sleep and you're like, wow, that wasn't a new beauty cream I tried. And that's not this and that. It's like sleep is
a people say, where'd you go this weekend? Nowhere.
Nowhere.
My bed.
And then, you know, we can get so excited about working out that by the time you work out at 5 and 6 in the morning all the time, you know. But that is the other thing. If it's your wedding day and you're used to going to SoulCycle or spin class or whatever it is you're doing, make sure to plan that into your time. Because as soon as you work out, your skin's healthier, your flaw is beautiful, you're radiant, you know. So really try to plan all that. Get the other stuff done early, like get your nails done beforehand, get your,
yeah.
you know, all your, get all that done early and then have that day.
Do not get your eyebrows waxed on the day before your wedding.
No, and don't like color your hair the day of the wedding, like craziness,
yeah.
you know, so really,
yeah,
it's worth it. So that's, you know, those are my tips. And then your makeup collection should just be beautiful and it should match your wedding. So if you're getting married at night, make sure it's dark. You know, when you're testing it, have your makeup routine, you know, test it at night if that's when your wedding is. So because the lighting will change and everything will change. So make sure your makeup matches your dress, your theme of the wedding, and the time frame that you're doing it. That was more than one suggestion, I think.
No, but they're all so important because, you know, everybody wants to be perfect. And this is your path to perfect.
Yes.
You know, this
is
your path to looking really amazing. It's definitely necessary. And not only that, every day, like, you know, if you get into these habits from when you put that engagement ring on, you'll be beautiful for the rest of your days. How wonderful is that? I mean, you're beautiful already, but why not be sun-kissed?
That's why we have everyday beauty. I mean, it's just amazing. And it makes you feel so good. You know, to have your makeup on, you just feel great. And, you know, it doesn't have to take a long time. It doesn't have to be heavy. It just has to, you know, make you feel good and look the most beautiful that you can. So those are my thoughts for all our brides. I love it.
I love that. Thank you. Brides, thank you so much for tonight. Claire, thank you for joining us. Annie.
Thank you.
I can't say how honored I am that you are on the podcast tonight. Big fan of Annie's,
so
Catherine's, big
for
fan
help.
Forever.
Thank you for having me. Oh,
I am
thank you so
much. Happy.
Anytime.
Shout out to Tara, Denny, Miss Pam, and Debbie J.
And our A-plus friends. We love
them. Oh, shout out to my favorite shades. All right. We can't wait to see you again in Brides.
Okay.
Listen to this epi again and again. And make sure you check in this weekend. We are going to be posting pictures of my visit with Catherine Cosmetics.
Yay.
And letting you guys see some of that. And have some fun with it. So I can't wait to see you guys next week, and I'll see you on the blog. Have an amazing spring and happy wedding.
Thank you.
Happy wedding.
Bye.
Happy wedding Wednesday.